Episode number 5, How Did They Survive? Hey guys, welcome to the last episode of the series, and this is episode number 5. Again, you did not listen to 4, 3, 2, 1 episodes, go listen to it, then come back to the last episode, because this episode is going to be the finale. You're going to listen to how did they survive in this country. You know, that's a very big question, and there's a lot of answers for that, because in my view, you know, I'm going to tell, and it's going to be very short. You know, I don't want to be like pulling a lot, because it's all 20 minutes episodes from the previous thing, but this is going to be kind of short because I want to make it short. Yeah, how did I survive? Because like, there are so many things you have to adapt. First, you have to adapt to a new situation, to a new place, to a new country. So this is like a game of survival of the fittest. So it's like a psychological game, maybe you can take it like that. Because like me, born and brought up in India and moving to a different place to adapt to, and this is like not like Europe, this is Scandinavian countries, and it's kind of weird and different from all the European countries. And you know, like really like getting into the culture, getting integrated, and even though people are like more open, like I think like you have to be more open to things, to sink in with you. And there are cultural shocks, as I had an episode on that. There will be cultural shocks in, you know, in whatever place you are, and you have to like move on. That is life, you know. And for me, like when I went, you know, when I was like moving into Norway and like getting integrated into the society with the people, you know, it felt hard for me, because it was like, I was like, am I failing? Am I gonna like literally survive here? Because it doesn't feel like I'm like doing something or I'm putting effort, but I'm putting a lot of effort. But when there are times like when you put effort to talk and everything and you don't get a good reply or anything, like it doesn't mean that like your effort is effortless or you've wasted your time, but it's, you know, it's the people, how they react and what they do. I really felt that, because I've been through that situations also. Like you might get rejected, you might get uninvited to a friend's party, or they'll be having a good time. That's life, you know. Even though like you came alone into this earth and you go alone, so it doesn't, like in between, this life is like where you enjoy and do everything. Enjoyment is important, everything is there, but still, you know, it doesn't really matter. You know, if you get a good set of friends, it's very good, you know. Because I think like here you have to get a good set of friends, and you have to be blessed for it. Because if you don't get a good set of friends, you're going to be end up alone, depressed, drinking, I don't know, like all the things. Because even though I have a good set of friends, I have friends and everything, but still, you know, like it doesn't really make up to my point or make up to my standards. Sometimes maybe I can say, because I have a different standard of friends, and I expect a different, you know, way of treatment and everything. And I treat every of my friends in a very good way. So that's back home in India. But here it doesn't work that way, because you know, like you're an international student and you have to like survive and get through everything and understand what's happening around you. And you know, that really, you know, that really makes sense. That I really need to care about that, like, you know, getting integrated. Because another one thing I wanted to say, like, you have to let yourself integrate. Like, you know, you cannot be confined to a particular thing. Like, oh, this is the thing what I want to do. Or like, you know, you have to like literally get used to it, or let yourself to get synced in your body. So that's one thing I would say, like, how did I survive? Because and guys, the food, that was a very big cultural shock, because here we don't have rice or anything. It's like more of like, you know, you have like potatoes, boiled potatoes. There's a lot of potatoes, and I got fed up of potatoes. But you know, like, we have to get used to it. And you know, my friends, like when I was in the Folk High School and I was staying in a hostel, like it's like a dormitory, so like everybody was there, and my international friends also were there. Like, they did not like bread, because they are literally every day in the morning they have bread or cereals or like, you know, different thing. But back home we have different food, like, you know, like especially in India we have like food based on rice products in the morning. So everything is like rice around. So like it was so weird, but for me, I did not feel it so bad because I'm used to it. I got used to it, and I'm like, I love to have those food, and it's like more healthy, like cereals and fruits in the morning, because like the same thing I did in India, so it was like not a big deal for me, even though I miss my food. But you know, again I say, it's survival of the fittest. You have to survive, you have to get adapted to the place where you are. So that was my initiation, because everybody was like, how do you manage with food and everything? I was like, no, I'm good with it. They were like, how? Like, yeah, if I'm good with it, I'm good with it, because there's more options, there's like, you know, everything, you know, because like we have like more meat based and pork based products here, like all the foods are based on that, like it's more non-veg than veg, because I'm like more of a veg guy. But it doesn't really matter to me, because I was like, you know, I can survive, guys. I've survived and I'm still surviving, so I'm like, damn, I'm fine, because we have our Indian food also, so it doesn't really, you know, make sense, like Sri Lankan food especially, to be in this particular, so it doesn't really make sense to me, because I can survive anywhere. So that happened, and I'm like, wow. And everybody was like, you are great, man. And I'm like, there's nothing to be great. Because, like, you know, my own friends in Falkaisel, they used to cry. They were like, oh, I don't want bread. I want some rice and, you know, all the native foods. And I'm like, guys, you have to get used to it, because you're going to live here forever. And you have to get used to it. I know it's very hard at the first place, but you have to get used to it. You know, you have to, like, close your eyes, just eat and go. Because I did that, you know. Just get used to it. Have good food and everything. Food was a very big hindrance for everybody. But I also felt food was a hindrance. But it doesn't really matter to me, because, like, I don't know why. It did not really matter to me. Food was not a very big hindrance for me. I felt that was a very big hindrance for many, but it didn't feel for me. But like certain things, like, you know, friendships or relationships or anything like that, that doesn't really get on with me well, because I have like, I'm like more picky in everything. But here it's not like that. You can't be picking up friends, because you only have like what, 5? You can't be picking up like 1 or 2. Like, everybody has to be friends. You have to like get coordinated with everything, so it's hard, but you have to go through everything. Life is always hard. You have to survive anywhere. So you don't know the language, that's the biggest thing, guys. I have to talk about that. If you don't know the language, you're done. And here, they speak like broken English. Many speak good English, but when they speak Norwegian accent English, you know, like Norwegianated English, you know, it's so fun. I love that. But yeah, but they're trying to speak, like me trying to speak Norwegian with my Indian accent. The same thing, they do that. It was so fun. And like, here they're more open to helping you out. I feel that people here over here, they love to help you out. They're so here to help you out. I totally experienced that in my life. They're so here to help you out. So I think like this is how I survived and everything, because like people helping me out in scenarios, doing that and doing this, I'm a very good learner. I learn it very fast, and it's not going to get erased from my brain forever. It's going to be like there forever. I learned it very fast. So like I learned everything fast, and now I'm like very good in the language. So like I can go and survive anywhere, so it's not a problem for me. But there are like thousands of dialects in the country. It's going to be hard, but still I understand, like, you know, we're going to kind of speak the same, you know. So it's like not a big problem for me. So I'm like so happy. I did everything. So yeah, this is how I survived, for the food, for the cultural shocks and whatever. I got used to it. Not used to it. I welcomed all these things into my brain and into my heart, into my body. I opened myself so that you don't feel, you know, left out for anything. So guys, here we come to the end of this series. I hope you enjoyed listening to all these 5 episodes. This is all my views and everything. I know my Norwegian friends, everybody's gonna listen to it, but yeah, this is only my views and my perspectives, how I felt, because like everybody has their own, like there's a lot of problems also, like family issues, everything comes up, but you know, but still you have to stay strong. I stayed strong, so it applies to everybody. Yeah. So yeah. So here we come to the finale, and I hope you enjoyed it. And yeah. So share the series with anybody if it's relatable. It'll be relatable. And okay, guys. So here's DJ signing off from this series, and we'll be back with new episodes soon. Take care and bye.